Listen, fellas, you borrow my parasol and you just sit there and cry in the rain all you want. Be our guests, fellas. Everly Boys, Dawn and Phil from Nashville on WSAI. Isn't that a clever original line, Dawn and Phil from Nashville? We have all the goodies here on the Wagner Show.
You'll hear all the music that's fine on the sparkling 1360 line. So stay right here.
Is that it? Lizzie, come on in here.
What a wonderful thing to a sparkling 1360 line. But they don't make them like that anymore.
No, they don't. One of the jingle outfits have come out with, they decided to come out with a 1988 version of those old jingles like
that. Right?
Yeah. And they sound pretty good. They don't sound bad at all.
I love that kind of the harmonizing and just the whole approach. It's wonderful.
That's a rather long cruising segment, folks, this morning. I usually don't run them that long, but thank you for indulging us. Every Friday morning, this nut here goes back. We go back in time and listen to another disc jockey and the way he sounded in another city. And in this case, in all fairness, Dick Wagner and Dick Braun.
Sure.
Works down the hall here at our sister FM station. And he went under that name, Dick Wagner, WSAS Cincinnati, 62, when he was a rock and roll and funny man.
Oh, great. Still is. He's wonderful.
Yeah, thanks to him for letting us use that and SAI as well.
You know, it was interesting because I got in the car this morning. You know how you're half awake at an unusual hour, and I turned on the radio, and right as one of the SAI jingles was coming on, I thought, wait a minute. They weren't on the same frequency we are, and I don't think they're even on the air anymore, and this should be HAS, and are we off the air? What's going on?
Yeah.
You know, it's just that moment of, and then, wait a minute, of course, Joe Donovan's on. It could be anything.
That means exactly, it could be. Oh, it's that guy playing that old stuff again, don't worry about it.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Imagine Dickie coming in this morning. Wait a minute, he's got both stations. He's on both of them this morning. Huh?
That's right, he probably is listening. That's true.
Well, listen, it's 11 minutes to 5 o'clock. That's our cruising this morning. We'll do it again a week from this morning. Well, 2 weeks from this morning, because I'm going to be off next week. Anyway, Lizzie, good morning, officially.
Yeah.
You're in for Wayne this morning.
Yeah.
We have a request for Lizzie this morning, something you wanted to hear. Let's get it in here. Tell us about this song. It's one of your favorites, huh?
Well, it's just silly. You know how there are certain records from your high school days and college days and so forth that strike a certain bell for whatever reason in your own life. And this particular record, Big City Miss Ruth Ann, always meant a lot to me because my first name used to be Ruth. It was Ruth Elizabeth. And when I got into radio in 78, I decided that somehow Ruth didn't sound like a disc jockey. It just didn't. I don't know. I couldn't imagine a group of jingle singers saying, "Here's Ruth." So I went with Elizabeth and then, of course, just Liz. And use it professionally now so many years, I've legally had the Ruth dropped. But it's still, in my heart is my first name. And when I was in school, getting ready to go to college in the big city, this record was a big hit, Big City Miss Ruth Ann, and it was my theme song.
Remember what year? 73.
How about that?
Gallery in Big City, Miss Ruth Ann from 1973. A little something for Lizzie here this morning, who is in for Wayne in about 7 minutes, 7 till 5 at WHES.